Maybe they've been emboldened by various get-out-the-vote campaigns. Maybe they just really cared about this year's presidential election and wanted to get involved beyond voting. Or maybe they were inspired by Bush v. Gore. Whatever the reason, a number of people across the United States have filed lawsuits this year arguing that one or both of the major party presidential candidates couldn't satisfy a key constitutional provision, and therefore, if elected, could not serve as president. These plaintiffs have based their lawsuits on this line in the United States Constitution: "No person, except a natural-born citizen, shall be eligible to the office of president." That's a line of special interest to me because my oldest son was born in the Netherlands. Being born on foreign soil, though to two American parents, is he a natural-born citizen or not? Can he become president someday or not? If you ask Philip Berg or Kort Rotnowski or Fred Hollander those questions, they would surely answer no. Those men are among those who've argued that Barack Obama or his campaign rival were not natural-born and therefore could not satisfy what the Constitution requires to be president. The candidates' histories aren't my concern here, though I'm absolutely satisfied that President-elect Obama's Hawaiian birth certificate proves citizenship, frantic internet conspiracy theorist bloggers aside. Instead, I find it fascinating that ordinary people have decided to go to court to argue that someone else shouldn't be president. Just because someone cares deeply about a cause, and here there's little doubt that these lawsuits are politically motivated, so there's deep caring, doesn't mean that he or she has the right to sue. And that's precisely what the courts in these five cases have decided so far, that the plaintiffs, caring as they may be, simply aren't connected enough to what they're arguing to press the claim in court. It's a problem of what the law calls standing. In federal court, a plaintiff must have suffered an injury, the injury must be connected to the defendant's conduct, and the problem at issue must be capable of resolution if the court should side with the plaintiff. In order to try to get around this standing rule, the plaintiffs in these lawsuits have argued that they are, in effect, disenfranchised voters, that their votes ultimately won't count because their choice, presidential candidate X, they argue, isn't eligible to be president. But the Supreme Court has decided that standing to sue can't be based on highly generalized grievances shared by the world at large. To sue, the plaintiff must have suffered some distinctive harm that affects him specially, like being the losing candidate in an election. Courts have dismissed these natural-born cases because the plaintiff voters can't show distinctive individual harm. The interesting natural-born definition issue has been saved for another day, another election, with some judges more confident about the ultimate answer than others. But these plaintiffs aren't the only ones who've taken a special legal interest in this past election. There's a woman in Illinois who sued to make President Bush and Senator Obama co-presidents for life, and a prisoner in Virginia who urged that, for the prisoner's own services rendered, Senator Obama must be named president. Yep, this election has sparked a lot of interest, as shown by such litigation, but so far, same outcome for every single one of these lawsuits: case dismissed. I'm Amy Guida.